USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the impeachment inquiry expands, President Trump now says his energy secretary wanted him to call Ukraine's president. In a conference call with House Republicans on Friday, the president said that Rick Perry urged him to call President Zelensky to discuss liquefied natural gas and energy matters. Secretary Perry's spokesperson has confirmed he supported and encouraged the president to speak with Zelensky. Reporters are asking how the subject of Joe Biden's son, who works for a natural gas company, did come up in the conversation between the two presidents. Talking with CBN, Perry said, quote, "As God is my witness, neither Joe nor Hunter Biden's name came up when he spoke with President Zelensky." Additionally, energy issues were not discussed when President Trump spoke with him as well. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
North Korea's chief negotiator says discussions with the U.S. on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broke down. He said it's because the U.S. is being inflexible and won't give up its old viewpoint and attitude. Washington disagrees with that assessment. The State Department says the two sides actually had good discussions in Stockholm that it intends to build on. These talks are the first between the U.S. and North Korea since the February breakdown of the second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. The series of electrical explosions hurt at least 5 people during an Oktoberfest celebration in Huntington Beach, California, by our chief, Jeff Lopez.
There is an underground vault containing 3 transformers, and one of those transformers exploded. And so that initial explosion knocked everybody down.
The exact cause of the explosion is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The TSA is investigating a disturbing security breach at a Florida airport. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A woman without a plane ticket somehow made it past security at the airport in Orlando and got on a Delta flight. Another passenger on that flight expressed her dismay to a flight attendant after she found the woman in her seat and the woman wouldn't get up. Several other flight attendants and the pilot were unable to get the woman to move, so police were called in. When authorities did remove her, the officers and TSA agents discovered she never had a ticket to start with. The woman's actions and the security breach are now both under investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
He was known as the King of Confetti.
Shoehorn. Folks, I don't dance. It's 5 in the morning.
I have to tinkle now.
Legendary comedian Rip Taylor passed away in Beverly Hills, according to his publicist. He believed the more exaggerated the gag, the bigger the laugh. And he overemphasized everything from his shaggy blonde toupee and bushy mustache to the campy props that were the basics of his bits. One of his more memorable big screen appearances was when he played himself in Wayne's World 2. He also was a regular on the Hollywood Squares, Match Game, and Super Password. Rip Taylor was 84 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.